Zohar Chok Yisrael Pasha Sav, day 4, an excerpt from 35a. Pasak Rabbelazer v'Omar opened Rabbelazer's discourse and said, Vasim derai b'ficha, and I put my words in your mouth, v'seil yodi k'sisicha, and shadow my hand, I'll cover you. Verse in Yeshayah 52. Tanina, we learn, kol ba'anosh yishtadol b'milu deraisa, every person that strives in the words of Torah, v'siv vasei marchshin deraisa, and his lips utter Torah, kut shabichu chafi alei, the Holy and Blessed be He, covers him, Shechinta parse alei gadfor, and the Shechina spreads over him its wings. Now, what in the world does this mean? It means that Hashem, from His light that surrounds all worlds, which is called by the Zohar, the Holy and Blessed be He, covers him, protects him, like something like an envelope that envelops and surrounds from around. And the Shechina, that's from the level of Kutchabichu, which is from Tiferes, of Atzilus, the Anpin of Atzilus. Shechinta, the Malchus, Porcelay also spreads down upon his wings, which even though the Shechina, the Malchus, relatively is like the light that fills all worlds, but it also has its own level of surrounding light, and also spreads its wings around the person, meaning coming from the surrounding light. And this final protection from the Malchus protects the person from the corresponding aspects in the world of negative forces, that opposite this level of Kutcher Bichu Shechinte, there are the two forces on the other side, Chas V'Shalom, the two dark forces, the male and female aspect. And once a person is protected from, as if it were the receiving feminine aspect of the Shechina, from his surrounding light from above, so this seals him that he's completely protected and he's able to fly in the service of Hashem. How to receive? This is what's written. Vasim derai b'ficha, and I put my words in your mouth. V'seil yodi k'sisicha, and shadow my hand, I will cover you. Below, oh, not only that, I will do mekayim alma. He gives endurance to the world. V'kut shebichu chodi imein, holy blessed be He, is blissful with him. As if that day He planted the heavens and the earth. Because every single day we make the bracha on learning Torah. No sein haTorah, who gives Torah. Every single day there's a new flow of Torah to the world. So this special new flow of Torah to the world makes it as if the world was newly created every time the person learns. So it's a dynamic state of consciousness to understand what's actually going on at the time that we're learning. How to receive, that's written, Lintorah Shemayim Lisa Oretz, to plant heavens and to establish the earth, Velema to say, Litzion, Zion Amiato, you're my people. Verse furthermore there in Yeshayah 52. Mikan, from here, Lifna, we learned, Israel, Ikun, Shemor, Litzion, Israel is called by the name of Zion, which means the power of Yesod, receive Velema Litzion, and say, Litzion Amiato, you're my people. And through the power of Zion, we merit to plant heavens and establish the earth, because the tzaddik, the level of Yesod, which identifies with Zion, is called the Koi B'Shmayar Ara. He stands between heavens and the earth, which means he gives each of them endurance and unites them, which gives further the stamp of endurance to the universe. When a person learns Torah, so the Torah brings out Kutcher Bichu Shechinte, both levels of Hashem's light that fills all worlds and surrounds all worlds, and through this, he draws the infinite light of Hashem to Kutcher Bichu, the level that surrounds all worlds, infinite light of Hashem to the Shechina, the level that fills all worlds and unites them. And this gives endurance to everything. It's like He recreated the universe. He gives a new flow of Ein Sof, of Hashem's infinity, to the universe. And through this, inside of His own life, He has a new flow. He's recreated and He's protected. And I see that Knesset Yisrael means Malchus, is called by the name of Zion. You see, it's written, Zion v'mishpat tipodet. Zion, the judgment shall be redeemed. V'shavel b'tzedakah, and those who turn in her with charity. And the verse there in Yeshayah 1. And so we see that both levels are called Zion, because since Yesod connects what is above it and below it, the spheros of Zeranpin and spheros of Malchus, so each of them, Zeranpin and Malchus, are both called by the name of Zion, the title of Yesod, because it unifies them. Su Pozach V'Omar, furthermore, he opened discourse and said, Sur Tu'udah Chasom Torah B'Limodai. Should be known, the rock is Hashem, is the rock of the universe, seal Torah in my learners, those who learn me. Those who learn the Torah, who is one with Hashem, which is one with Hashem. There, verse in Shai 8. Sur Tu'uda, the rock is known, Dosa Dusa de David. This is the testimony of David. The Siv, it's written, Redosi Zolam De, my testimony, this is my testimony, I'll teach them. A verse in Psalms 132. Meaning that David is the quality of Malchus, and it's sealed in the Malchus, the person learning Torah, the infinite connection, the light with the connection with the infinite light of Hashem. Sur, the Raki Kishura is banned. Command the Kotor Kitura Basachad, like one who makes a band in one place. He ties a band. So he's tied to the Malchus, to the Shechina. He's tied to the consciousness of Hashem's presence in everything all the time. Chasam Torah Blimudai, seal Torah, no, my learners, Chasam Torah Chasima Diraisa, seal the Torah, the seal of the Torah, V'chol Negidu Revu D'Nogad Mila'ila, and all flow and increase that flows from above. V'on Chasima Dilei, and what is it? Seal Blimudai, those that learn me. The person merits that the infinite light is sealed in his being through learning Torah, which means gets in the deepest recesses, deepest chambers of his self. Begin the Taman is Kanish Revu Mishcha, because there is gathered increase and oil, which means increase from Yisod and oil from Chachma. Bein Train Kaimin, between the two enduring pillars, meaning referring to Netzach and Hod, the spheres that are like the feet that the body stands upon, the legs. The Taman Sharian, Asak Nisha the Chol Revu Mishcha, Meshach the Nogad Mil'Ela, because there dwells the place of the gathering of all increase in oil that flows from above, Ashto Alei Befuma Da'ama, to pour it into the mouth of the limb, which is referring to the Yisod, Arkalei Bahai Tu'uda, to pour into this, making known, which means to the Malchus, which actualizes, makes him known Hashem honor in the world, and testifies to Hashem's presence, Gedin is Kasher Kula Kishre Chad Mehimna. Then everything is tied in one faithful bond. And we see from all levels, from all spheres, above and below, the unity of Hashem and His infinite light, and we're able to feel and experience His presence in everything all the time. So when a person learns Torah, he's making this accomplishment in the worlds above and sealing it in the worlds below in his being and spreading it that much more in the universe. Tochazi, come and see. Ma bein inu demishtali b'raisa nevi mehemne. What is the difference between those that strive in the Torah to the faithful prophets? There's different levels of serving Hashem. So there's those that focus primarily upon learning, those that focus more upon meditation and vision. Those that strive in the Torah are better than the prophets all the time. My time, what's the reason? Because they stand in a higher level more than the prophets. Of course, Torah is from Tiferes, and the prophets are from Netzach and Hod, and Tiferes is above Netzach and Hod. Those that strive in the Torah stand above in places called Torah, which means Tiferes of Atzilus, Dukium and Chol Meim Nusa, which is endurance of all faith, meaning the Malchus. Vi Kaim Ilasata, Basa Dikru Netzach Vahod, and the prophets stand below in the place which is called Netzach and Hod. Valdo Inin Mishtal Libirai Sadifim Nivi, because of this, those that strive in the Torah better than the prophets, Vi Loin Minhon higher than them, Yosir, more higher than them, greater than them, Dilan Kaim Ilasata, because they stand below, in the lower triad of the spheres, whereas Tiferes is in the middle triad of the spheres. Inan Dami Milan Bruach HaKodesh Kaim Ilasata Mikulu. Those that say things with divine inspiration, they send beneath them all, which means they're in Malchus. Zakon Inan Mishtala Biraisa. Merit worthy of those that strive in the Torah. Dinan Badargi Ilo Yasir Al Kulo. Because they're in the high level above them all. Mandaloi Biraisa Lord Srichalo La Korbonim Lo Alvin. One who speaks in the Torah does not need, not sacrifices, not all offerings. Doha Biraisa Adif Mikula. Because the Torah is greater than all. Sure, the Memnusa the Kula, and it's the band of faith of all. Valdoxim, because this is written to Rachel Darche Noam, her ways are ways of pleasantness. V'chol Nasiv Osei Shalom, all paths are peace. Verse in Mishlei 3. V'chsevin is written, Shalom Rav L'Avei Sosecha, great peace to those who love your Torah. V'ein Lom Mechshol, there's no stumbling to them. A verse in Tehillim 119.